Hi, this is Heather Markell, the Bullbuster, and founder of the Bullbuster Cafe, where we bust through our bull by grabbing the truth by the horns and empowering our lives. And welcome to another episode of The Lies I Tell Myself to Keep on Living the Wrong Life. This series is all about the stories, lies, and whatever it is that we make up that keeps us believing that we're happy being unhappy in our lives and ultimately just blocks the path to money, financial success, business success, and healthy relationships. So my intent in sharing these lies of the day with you is that hopefully you'll see yourself in some of them, maybe all of them, and that you'll use the information as I help bust through the bull of the story to empower yourself in your own life. So let's get started with today's lie of the day, which is I'm stuck in my crappy job. I don't know about you, but I've used this one myself. I've heard lots of people using this one. It's this phrase that we use, I hate my job, but I can't leave it because, and there's a long laundry list of things that usually follows that because. And, you know, I've been thinking lately, it seems like lots of chaos is going on in the world out there, and there's calamity and changes, and benefits are getting worse. And I'm just wondering, maybe there's a bigger message out there for us. Because when I think about it, salaries in a lot of cases are not going up as fast as inflation. So, there's a story that maybe you're tied to your job because of your salary. Okay. And health coverage. Well, it's getting worse. So if you ever thought, well, oh, I can't leave my job because of my health benefits, well, seems like the health benefits you're getting might not be so great anyway. And retirement, I mean, who knows if we're going to see our Social Security benefits? And 401k plans aren't necessarily a guarantee. So I'm thinking, maybe all of this is supposed to be a giant wake-up call, and maybe all of this stuff that's going on is a good thing. And okay, maybe I'm just crazy, but I just see the world differently than lots of people. So I'm figuring since things happen for a reason, maybe the reason is we're supposed to wake up. Because if all of these benefits and such that we've been using as excuses to stay in crappy jobs are going away, well, doesn't that take away our biggest obstacle to changing and leaving the job that we hate? So it seems to me that it's time to start asking, what is really keeping me stuck or thinking I'm stuck in this job that I hate, that I can't recreate doing something else that I love? I mean, do you really honestly believe that you can't find another way to get paid? And if you were laid off right now, wouldn't you start thinking a bit more creatively about how to get paid? And if you would, why wait? Why not start thinking creatively right now? Because do you really believe that whatever it is that you've been doing, say for the past year, 5 years, 10 years, 40 years, whatever it is, do you really believe it's the only way to succeed? I mean, look outside, look at the world around you, at all the different things people do and succeed at. And I know sometimes you can say, oh, only 2% of people succeed at acting or whatever it is that you want to do. But hey, why can't you be part of that 2% if that's your passion? So today's call to action is to start informing yourself about how you can make a positive change in your life. And so here are a few ideas on how to do that. First, make a list of everything that's making you believe that you're tied to this job that you hate. Is it salary, health benefits, retirement savings, whatever it is, make that list. Then for each item on that list, start creatively researching other ways that you can create the same benefits. So if you think that you're stuck in your job because, you know, you'd lose all these health benefits that you're getting there, well, start looking at how else you can get health benefits. One idea might be looking at your local church or synagogue. You could join it. Often if you join groups, something like the Freelancers Organization, they also offer health benefits. Take a good look at how you can recreate the benefits that you have now, what it would really cost, and how you could go about getting that. There's an assumption we might make like, oh, it's going to be so expensive. You know, it will be expensive, but it might not be as expensive as you think. And if it's the retirement savings that are keeping you tied to your job, well, start looking at an IRA or other investment options that you could use. You create yourself, take your money, and put them in there, invest it wisely. And finally, get in touch with what you absolutely love doing. So, you know, maybe that's working for a different company. And if it is, go start researching the company, get informational interviews lined up to find out what you need to get a job there. And if you are someone that's more of an entrepreneur, brainstorm how to get that business started. And if you're looking for a career change, well, go look into what education gaps you have and start educating yourself and filling in those gaps. So the point is, if you're paying attention to the universal signs out there, they seem to be pointing towards you doing something you love. So go get started right now. And that concludes today's lie of the day. You can learn more about the Bullbuster Cafe and strategies to kick the bull in your life at www.bustyourbull.com. Until next time, this is Heather Markell. Bye-bye.